Welcome to your five for today. Jan Pederowski was a virtuoso pianist, composer, and one-time Prime Minister of Poland. He was born in 1860 in Kirillovka, in the Russian Empire, in what is today's Ukraine. His family had participated in the struggle for Polish independence by taking part in the anti-Russian January uprising in 1863 and 1864. He had grown up with a firm conviction about the necessity of acting for the sake of his homeland Poland, now deprived of its independence. Pederowski's greatest passion, however, was music. In 1887, he made his debut on stage, starting a successful concert career across Europe and America. He used his success to establish contact with important politicians and to raise the question of Poland's problems. He opened his concert with patriotic speeches and promoted the work of another Polish composer, Frédéric Chopin. He also included in his compositions Polish folk music and events from the history of Poland. However, my attention was caught by a little known or little recorded incident that happened in America. After the interval in a concert he was giving, the curtains went up as he walked on stage. There at his Steinway was a little lad knocking out Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star rather poorly. Too late to walk back off stage, he listened and went up to the boy and whispered, "Don't quit, keep playing." Then, leaning over, Pederowski reached down with his left hand and began filling in a bass part. Soon, his right hand reached around to the other side of the child, and he added a running obbligato. Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a frightening situation into a wonderfully creative experience. The audience was so mesmerized that they couldn't recall what else the great master played. Only the classic, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You may wonder how the lad got on stage. His mother had brought him to hear the great master to encourage him to practice more, had lost him in the interval. Imagine her surprise when the curtains went up. That's the way it is with God. What we can accomplish on our own is hardly worthwhile, but when we trust in Him, it makes all the difference. The Apostle Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me." We try our best, but the results aren't exactly a graceful flowing music. However, with the hand of the Master, our life's work truly can be wonderful. Next time you set out to accomplish great feats, listen carefully. You can hear the voice of the Master whispering in your ear, "Don't quit, keep going."